And GM technology is essentially about taking DNA molecules, DNA, this molecule, this substance, and treating it a bit as if it were a piece of recording tape. Okay? Because DNA is in fact a very long molecule, okay, and the sequence of certain units in it is what gives us, what codes for proteins, okay, it's very much like recording tape, okay, it's a linear code, right, which can be interpreted in various ways. So we talk about it as if it were recording tape, and we talk about cutting and pasting it, right? So GM technology is about taking cells, isolating this chemical from them, okay? So isolation of DNA, and I say DNA sequences because, as I said, it's the order of various things in the DNA, the sequence of things which contains the information. So the isolation of DNA sequences, and their transfer, and they're cutting and pasting into little bits, and they're pasting, sorry, they're cutting into little bits, and they're pasting into new organisms. Okay, so I take it from one cell, and I put it into another cell. Okay, that's genetic modification. And you can, I mean, imagine it very simply, okay? Imagine that this is a piece of DNA, all right? And this is the DNA of a cell, okay? And what in fact we do is we cut it, okay? We take the new piece and we paste it in like that, okay? And that's a very good illustration of exactly how it works, because DNA has two strands, okay? And we cut them a little offset, so that they stick to each other, just as these things I've got here stick to each other, right? Okay. So the cutting and pasting is very much like what you might do if you were cutting a piece of tape. Okay, in a piece of tape you might use some sticky substance to glue the two pieces of tape together, but in fact the molecule does it for you. Okay. So that's GM technology. It's just simply taking these DNA sequences, which are responsible for proteins, okay, and transferring them from one organism to another. And then what we get, we hope, at the end, are what we call genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, genetically modified organisms. And the technology is not very precise. So when you do that sort of experiment, although I showed it to you looking very elegant, what you do is you take a mixture of these, which you haven't analysed terribly well, and you allow it to join to a number of these, okay, and you get lots of organisms, some of which will be useful and some of which won't. So it's very important to note that there is always a selection step at the end of this. Yeah? Because the process itself is not terribly efficient. Okay, and that's largely, of course, because we as scientists don't know enough to make it efficient and specific yet. We may one day. Okay, so that's GM technology. Now, of course, what we're doing in taking a gene from one organism and moving it to another is in some ways very much like the normal process of breeding. Okay, let's say I have a cow, yeah, on my farm, which is very good at giving milk. Okay, and my friend down the road has a herd of cows who are not very good at giving milk. Okay, what you would normally do, yes, is you would take the cow which is good at giving milk, right, and you would cross it with a bull who had sired cows which were good at giving milk, okay? And you would hope that their offspring would give good milk, yeah? So you would select, but you would do the selection first, yeah? Okay, you would hope to get good genetic material, and then you would cross it. Okay. The difference in breeding is that you don't know what's going on among the genes at all. Okay. You're guessing at that. You're only looking at the characteristics. And you're saying, if I take a cow with these characteristics and I cross it with a bull with these characteristics, I hope to get offspring which are better. Yeah. But I don't know what's going on at the gene level at all.